online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
And with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Higmont.
Work's continuing to fix water leaks across Kent that have left thousands of homes without supplies. Molly's got the details for KMFM.
Well, pipes have burst across the county because the weather warmed up so quickly after last week's snow, and it's caused the ground to move a bit. Sittingbourne, Ashford and Lenham are the worst affected areas. A number of schools have also been forced to close. Douglas Whitfield is one of the incident managers at South East Water.
Our teams have been working through the night to try and locate and fix the bursts and also to provide bottled water. Where we can. It's providing a very challenging outbreak. Certainly one I've not seen one of this magnitude for a number of years.
I've been out in Sittingbourne High Street chatting to people whose supplies have been affected.
All the shops have no water, no bottles. Everyone's standing outside Sainsbury's queuing when it opens. No water. We can't buy anything.
The school's been obviously shut for 4 days last week because of the snow, and then obviously but the school's got no water.
Obviously it's a necessity for water, but you know, it's all this weather, what can be done? You know, it's one of them things.
Yeah. Some residents say they've been without water for more than 24 hours now and have gone out shopping just to use the bathroom. We're being asked to use water sparingly and report any leaks. It's not known yet when supplies will be completely restored.
KMFM News.
Theresa May says young people without family wealth are right to be angry at not being able to buy a home. The Prime Minister's been announcing a raft of reforms to the planning rules in an attempt to get more houses built. Jason Towle is head of planning law at Kent-based firm Cribbs. He says speeding up the process will put extra pressure on local council departments.
It is a tough task for them against a background of austerity to ensure that these houses do get built and the planning is dealt with in a speedy way.
A man's been jailed after being caught dealing cocaine at an entertainment complex in Maidstone. Aaron Gauntlett was arrested after being spotted by plainclothes officers meeting a known drug user at Lockmeadow last March. The 27-year-old from Upper Fant Road in the town has been locked up for 2.5 years. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see CCTV footage of a crash at a crossroads in Horsemonden, the fifth to happen there in the last 12 months. Villagers say urgent actions needed to improve safety in the area. No one was hurt in the latest collision on Saturday night.
This is KMFM.
A Maidstone medical practice is starting to offer out-of-hours appointments to private patients. Using the online platform DocTally, you'll be able to book 15-minute appointments at Cobtree Medical Practice in Sutton Valence. The slots won't be available to NHS patients at the practice, though Dr. Michael Heber says those patients will reap the benefits.
The appointments that we're offering are in addition to those that we offer, but it will also bring much needed income into the practice, which will enable us to invest in further improvements to the service that we already provide for our NHS patients.
A stolen dog's been reunited with her owner after police stopped a car in Rootham Heath. Officers found Ruby the Spaniel when they pulled over a Volkswagen Golf on the A20 on Friday morning. Her owners were tracked down thanks to her microchip.
KMFM Showbiz.
Gary Oldman says he's made his mum's dreams come true after he persisted at drama school and went on to win an Oscar.
I mean, I had to get a grant because she couldn't have afforded to send me, but I got a grant and followed this career, and she's always been incredibly sort of supportive of me, and this is what she dreamed about.
He picked up Best Actor for his portrayal of Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour. Part of the movie was filmed at the Prime Minister's former Kent home Chartwell near Sevenoaks and at Fort Amherst in Chatham. Frances McDormand got Best Actress for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, while The Shape of Water won the coveted Best Picture Award.
Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Sir Bradley Wiggins and his former cycling employers Team Sky have been accused of crossing an ethical line with their use of drugs for medical reasons. A report by MPs claims they made the most of therapeutic use exemptions to help enhance performance. Both Sir Bradley and Team Sky strongly refute the allegations. Folkestone and Hythe MP Damian Collins chaired the inquiry. He says they're not suggesting there was a breach of anti-doping rules.
What we're saying is there's a question about the ethics of the use of medicines within sport, and one of the recommendations we make in the report is to say, actually, this shouldn't be a matter of judgment. If there are medicines which don't need to be taken, where there are clear performance enhancing benefits from them, then we think those medicines should be banned.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.